afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tim, you stole my bit. I hate you. You stole my fucking bit.
I'm a bit stealer. I love sneaking into your house at night and
taking all my bits.
Taking all your bits.
We lost them, Adam.
Yeah,
we've lost them.
Hey, there's always a split.
That's my beer.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good, Adam.
I'm pretty good as well.
I just, you know, we don't spend enough time together.
No, we don't talk enough, man.
It's honestly, we're always stuck with these other two bozos.
I don't know. Why did we agree to this?
I just do a little tell you. It's not in my
contract. Why did you bring me on this podcast?
Was this in your contract?
It might have been. I probably missed it.
I don't think it was in my contract because I wrote my own contract.
And I you probably snuck that, little, that in on me. Just
a little bush of beer to yours that I say, that's my beer. I'm a bit stealer.
Like, what is going on?
I'm a bit thief.
Genuinely not sure. Oh, no. Don't give him a character.
My name's Bit Stealer.
I want
Bruce.
A salary now.
Oh, Bruce. All
right. What'd you, we'll pay you double what you paid you last week. Got it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Bit Stealer.
No, time and a half. We'll give you time and a half.
I love your bits. Hey, that's my bit.
Fuck. I really figured we'd be done by now. It's just still going.
Should Jesus. I go on?
Oh, my God.
That was like at least 2 minutes.
Well, hiya. Straight. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are y'all?
Nico and Zach. Look at these two.
Zach genuinely is turning purple.
Holy shit.
He's genuinely turning purple.
Today we're discussing Baywatch Nights.
Yeah, let's Zachary!
I'm good.
You good?
Oh, I'm good.
How good are you?
I'm not very, but I'm good.
As good as Bruce after he takes some bits.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's going to be one of those kinds of episodes, guys.
It's going to be one of those. Right. Okay, no, here. We're here. It's Baywatch week here on Why Is This a Thing? As always.
As we know.
In the third week of May, every year, it's Baywatch week. The podcast.
Right.
There's a film coming out this week. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And Zach, I haven't been relevant since High School Musical, Efron.
What about Neighbors?
Oh, good point.
Mike and Dave.
Fuck Mike and Dave. Mike and Dave
I didn't
is
say,
a movie.
Didn't say it was good.
That's
I'm
not
saying
a movie.
It was there.
That's not
it
a
happened.
Movie. Did you see it?
Relevant.
No, it didn't.
Listen, Zach Efron is a fine actor.
I really like Zach.
I actually like him a lot more than I thought I would when I watched High School Musical.
Well,
like, years down the road, I never would have thought.
He has become very self-aware, and I think, like, he has a very sort of... He's certainly typecast.
He reminds me of a coworker.
It works. Okay, yes, I know who you're talking about. No, I think, yes, I mean, he's a pretty boy, and he understands he's a pretty boy. Similar to, like, Channing Tatum, actually, who I felt like he sort of realized the same thing later on in his career. You know,
they still approach it differently, but yeah.
Yes, but I think both of them sort of use that, use their attractiveness to their own comedic advantage. I also think he's pretty funny. I mean, I think he's just very good in Neighbors. I just like him in Neighbors.
Yeah.
Do you not like Neighbors?
I don't mind. It's fine.
I mean, the movie was like, but like,
there's a greater
he was
charm.
Fine.
There's a greater charm to someone like Channing Tatum than Zac Efron, if you ask me.
Why?
I don't know. I just found him. I find Channing Tatum far more charismatic. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I could see that maybe. But I do think both of them are naturally funny guys. And that's sort of the sense that I get when I watch Zac Efron now. Not the sense I would have got when I watched High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
I saw one.
Are you confirming that you watched all three of them?
I have not seen a single High School Musical film.
Really?
I think I've seen one.
Yeah? Why was that popular?
What, High School Musical?
Yeah.
I liked High School Musical.
Why were they? But it was a Disney Channel original movie, right? Those are not the actual released movies.
No, it was a DCOM.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, how did that become famous then? It just was the movie that took off for some random reason.
Yeah,
you know, a whole generation that grew up on Disney musicals, you know, cartoon musicals, right?
Well, no, because when High School Musical came out, everyone who watched it liked it.
Yeah.
And then they made a second one, and then everyone who watched the first one watched the second one, which wasn't as good. And then they're like, oh, hey, this got just as many views. Let's make a third one. And then they made a third one, which didn't do so well.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's successful for the same reason that, What's that TV show, Glee?
Yeah.
Oh. It's the same crowd.
Oh, Glee was another one.
If you think about it, it's the same crowd.
No, it was.
That was a dark period in American pop culture.
You think so?
Glee?
Yeah, there was a good... I think it's funny. I think High School Musical and Glee were probably around the same time.
Well, no.
They were within a couple years of each other. You
High School Musical is definitely first. That was probably in the 2000s.
Yes, it is.
Glee was in the 2010s.
It can't have been... No, 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 no. Glee was a while ago. Glee is longer ago than you think it was.
I think the 2010s were longer ago than you think.
Glee came out in 2009.
2000, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and High School Musical...
Probably 2005.
High School Musical was 2006. It's only 3 years. The original High School Musical was 2006. And then
maybe by the time High School Musical 3 came out, maybe Glee was starting.
Yeah,
but
I think
it kind of led. Oh, one led to the other, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
What?
High School Musical 4 is coming out, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Starring who, I mean?
High School Musical 4 is coming out this year, and it's called High School Musical 4 College Years.
Ah, what? That doesn't make any sense, what?
Though. So are they they're bringing back the...
Shouldn't it be what? College School Musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of misses the whole point, doesn't it? Yeah.
I, like, reacted to that before I thought about it. I was like, wait. College?
Yeah, it never crossed my mind.
So, like, are they going to include, like, sex and booze and drugs and...
Movies about...
Then I'd watch it.
Well, I mean...
PG movies about... I mean, like, all of those, like, kids movies that try to capture college never do it justice. You know what I mean?
No, because you can't show people doing it.
Right, like Monsters University. But actually, Monsters University, they sort of... They figured out how to do it because they're a bunch of cartoon monsters. So, like, if you show cartoon monsters getting drunk, it's not the same as, like, real... people getting drunk.
I haven't seen a lot of movies that really capture college very well, honestly.
What's the best? Animal House? But Animal House is still like over
the
top.
No, but that's not even like real life.
But that's the thing. Animal House is incredibly over the top.
In Animal House is making fun of frats.
Yes.
It's not a college, quote-unquote college movie. It is.
It's
a frat movie, not a...
I have been to parties that have gotten as crazy as they sometimes do in Animal House, but...
Nearly as regularly.
Yeah, the silliness is not really there. That's what I'm talking about. So,
Whiplash captured my college experience pretty well, which was not having any friends and sitting in my room doing random shit on a Friday night.
So parts of your college.
As my abusive college professor started slapping me in the face. You know, that's that was my college experience.
Two truths and a lie. And go.
That was pretty much it.
And the other star is, what is it? Dwayne the Jock Ronson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, before we get into that, sorry.
So we don't want... What, we're done? We still got to talk about Zac Efron?
Yes.
Is there more?
Post-High School Musical power rankings on these four people.
Oh, God damn it.
Zac Efron, Vanessa
number
Hudgens.
Number two. Number one.
Ashley Tisdale, Corbin Blue.
Number three. Number
I'd like you to
four.
Rank those top four after their post-High School Musical career.
Oh, career?
Whatever. Or like... What you feel about them in the year 2017?
How I feel about them in the year...
That order.
It's definitely Zac Efron first.
Yes.
Who
would have thought?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Then Vanessa Hudgens.
I
put her at two.
She had nice pictures, but like...
She was in Spring Breakers.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch Spring Breakers.
Spring Break.
Was she good?
Yeah.
Oh, she was fine?
I love
Spring Breakers. You like Spring Breakers, which I don't get, because it's... Awful.
Yeah, that order is not a bad order. The order you
no, that order is
not
the
a bad order.
What the hell has Ashley Tisdale done?
No, what has Corbin Blue done?
Corbin Blue.
No, he was actually in something.
He fell out of the...
Corbin Blue was in an episode of Castle.
Okay.
He was in an episode of Psych.
Sure.
He was in Blue Bloods. Oh, yeah, he's just done TV roles.
Yeah,
he, I feel like, is number four.
Okay, he's number four for sure.
Just because he hasn't done anything. He has a great name.
Ashley Tisdale was in Donnie Darko.
What?
She played...
Yeah, I think she was.
That's one of her known for roles.
That sounds familiar.
Kim the Dorky Girl.
Oh.
In Donnie Darko.
Okay.
Wow. She then was on Phineas and Ferb for a number of years.
Candace. She's
right?
Candace, yeah.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
Maybe that boosts her up a little bit. She's going to be in the movie Charming. She's going to star as Cinderella.
Well, good on her.
Charming is the three fairy tale princesses find themselves engaged in the same guy, Prince Charming. And it stars Demi Lovato, Sia.
What?
Sia the singer?
Yes. Ashley Tisdale, Avril Lavigne is in this joint.
Oh, God.
John Cleese. Oh, my God.
This movie exists?
Tom Kenny is in this movie.
I love Tom Kenny.
The?
I met Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny?
Oh, this is an animated movie.
Your friend and mine?
My friend and yours.
Are we talking about the same Tom Kenny?
I'm SpongeBob.
I have his autograph somewhere.
Vanessa. What?
No, I went to Kineticon.
Oh, that's right.
He was one of the pants. That's right. Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens has done Spring Breakers and also Sucker Punch, though, so that might cancel it out a little bit. But she's certainly the hottest. So that brings her to, well, Zac Efron's the hottest.
Yeah, right? That's true. That's true. Right. We're going to be non-judgmental here.
Obviously.
I mean, I still think Ashley Tisdale's the hottest.
I have a question for you about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
You ready? So my brother and I were having a discussion the other day.
Yeah.
Because we believe that Dwayne The Rock Johnson symbolizes and metamorphosizes everything good about mankind. It's all in The Rock. If I give you the like word association, we play this game, and I say man, an image of Dwayne The Rock Johnson pops into my head because that guy is man. Hear him roar.
Not Ron Swanson?
No. Just hyper masculinity at all times, right? Like just a giant. Like they literally named.
Yeah, just the Tooth Fairy, man. Just pops right in
true.
There.
True. They named part, like an element, like rocks, earth, right? He just took that name. He is
the
I
thought you were
rock.
About to say they named rocks after him.
No, but he
I'm
took
like, how
that.
How old do you think he is?
So we started going.
Like, well, man, this thing is as hard as that guy Dwayne Johnson's arm. We should call it a rock.
That's where it all started.
Yeah.
So actually, I think I talked about this in the think tank, but whatever. We had this long discussion. The question ultimately became, if the aliens came down to Earth and we had to send someone to represent mankind and to show them that this is man, we mean business, don't fuck with us, I'm sending Dwayne The Rock Johnson on our behalf. So the question is to you guys, can you name a better person to send to the aliens when they come down on Earth?
Well, it depends. Do we want them to leave us alone?
Yes.
Like, there's plenty of people I like more than The Rock.
How about the
Bjork? What?
Because they'll know.
They'll be like, oh,
they'll
shit.
They'll be so creeped out, and they'll just run away. Just like a giant spider in your fucking soup. Just Bjork getting... Ew, gross.
No,
What about the Hoff?
No. I'm not sending the Hoff. He's the last person I'm sending.
Well, like I said, there are plenty more people that I like more than The Rock.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's not a matter of like. It's a matter of who can embody masculinity. Because I think that The Rock is in a... Number one, he's charming.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who can.
Okay.
Like, I think Jason Statham does. I think Vin Diesel does.
Vin Diesel is not likable enough.
The thing is, they don't have the same charm.
Yes.
I agree with what you're saying, though, Zach, but yeah.
They're not as charming. You see that in Fast and Furious, is that something about The Rock just illuminates on screen. You know what I mean? It's like he's a guy that you'd want to hang out with. I don't necessarily
want to hang out with all of them.
You want to chill with Vin Diesel?
I'll chill with Vin Diesel. Gerard Butler is a good one.
I'd hang out with Gerard Butler. I don't want to hang with Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's so up his own ass. That's
I feel
the
like
problem.
He looks like a thumb.
He doesn't look like a thumb. He doesn't look like a thumb. But
Vin Diesel does.
Yeah. I'd be playing D&D with him.
That's true. You could do that.
So, you know.
He's certainly the most fascinating, but he's not the most likable.
How about Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage.
That's a whole different thing, though.
Yeah, I can see one major flaw in that. And that is that British accent is just not on point.
You just don't like British accents.
What a... Well, he's not British.
No, his fake British. How about Hugh Laurie? His American accent is really on point.
Hugh Laurie.
Well, if we're sending someone, if we're sending someone who's like charming,
can they be older?
Sure.
What about Kurt Russell? I love Kurt Russell.
No, I mean I love Kurt Russell, but no.
Kevin Bacon.
My strategy here,
he does know everybody.
Is intimidating the aliens. Right, you guys may disagree. You may want to go like by diplomatic means.
Oh no, I'd be like, oh my god, come on! As long as you don't kill us, fucking come on.
What about Dwayne The Rock Johnson carrying Peter Dinklage as a backpack?
he's like Yoda was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that crew? That crew working together.
That could work.
Because they could take down.
Who do you think's more. But here's the thing. I hear that Peter Dinklage's kind of an asshole.
Sure.
He's kind of a little dink. You know what I mean?
What about Idris Elba?
Ooh. Idris Elba's good.
That's a good one.
Good choice.
That's a very good one.
Good choice. Really attractive.
Yeah.
Like, fucking super attractive.
Yeah.
That is a good
great
one.
Accent.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it.
My favorite part of Prometheus. I like Prometheus, believe it or not, but he is
you
my
do?
Oh yeah,
shit.
But he is probably
it's
my
an interesting
part.
Movie, actually. Yeah. Prometheus is pretty.
It's not perfect, but I don't think it's nearly as bad as some people think it is.
It's pretty interesting. I actually didn't mind Prometheus, and I do not typically like those kinds of movies.
It's yeah, that's not your jam.
It's better than Interstellar.
I don't agree with that.
Well, you're wrong. I really do.
And
like
I can prove
though.
To you why. I know. You're wrong. I know. I believe you. I don't think you're trying to troll. I understand that
no,
you really
I,
like
I
it.
Do like Interstellar.
But
a lot.
I think that you are choosing to overlook some of its flaws.
I had a good time.
Do not even get me started on the endless...
I had a good time too. I'm not as I don't hate it as much as he did.
I genuinely despise that movie.
I had a good time. That's my thing. Yeah. So
I understand.
I hate everything about that movie.
But no, but anyway, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. He's up there.
I think he's up there. You know what I mean?
How about the President of the United States?
Well, no. If you're sending someone to like intimidate the aliens, wouldn't you send like Mr. Universe?
Mr. Olympia, you mean? Because I
yeah.
How about the Dos Equis guy?
I've got that guy for you. He happens to also be a prominent politician.
There's a disconnect with that.
an action film star.
Yes.
And he talks like this. Yeah.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Mr. Olympia.
I wouldn't send. Schwarzenegger, to be honest.
No, but no. I'm saying, like, send, like,
my
a
dad
bodybuilder,
actually wanted
right?
to send him over Dwayne Johnson.
We're trying to intimidate them.
Yeah. If you're trying to intimidate them, you send the guy with the showiest muscles. That would be
you
a
send
bodybuilder.
Send Commando.
No, I'll tell you what, in the 90s, I would send Schwarzenegger over The Rock. They were different beasts back then, both of them.
My dad's point was The Rock would not exist if Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't exist.
Yes.
Like,
sure, but right now. That's a different monster. You know
like,
what I mean?
He said, like, The Rock is just doing what Schwarzenegger did 20, 30 years ago. Which is I'm literally a boulder.
How about Dave Bautista though?
Ooh.
He's a big
ooh,
guy.
Bautista's
he's big,
good.
He's actually bigger than The Rock.
Yeah, no.
He's a big guy. He's a little shorter, uh-huh. But he's a big fucking
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he is.
His body's not as good.
What about are there any athletes? Professional athletes?
Well, we had a few. LeBron was obviously who we thought of at first.
No.
No.
Why?
No. He's no. not intimidating at a first glance. He's really not.
He's a beast. He's like almost 7 feet.
Sure, but...
He's huge. And he's also... It's like all of human accomplishment is in LeBron James.
Yeah, fuck LeBron
We then
James.
Thought... Fuck you.
Fuck LeBron
No, I'm
James.
With you. Fuck LeBron
no,
James.
No, fuck LeBron James.
Well, this is... Okay. Yeah. This is wonderful.
this backfired on you, didn't it?
Yeah. Derek Jeter was another one. Because...
the Jeets.
No one hates Derek Jeter. I can't name someone that hates Derek. I can't. The hardest core Red Sox fans I know do not hate Derek Jeter.
I mean, I don't... like Derek Jeter.
How?
You don't care enough about baseball to have a really
yeah,
solid
he's
opinion.
He's beautiful.
You do?
Yeah.
He's a beautiful... He's the coolest motherfucker in the room. I mean, when he walks in, your eyes are drawn towards him.
I'm feeling... Yogi Berra. If we're sending him.
I might send...
If we're going there, Lou Gehrig. Let's send Lou Gehrig.
We should send Keanu Reeves to the end.
Yes! Ooh! No.
Yes.
No, I think Keanu Reeves
he's
is...
immortal. I yes. saw it the other day.
Again, yeah. if we're scaring the aliens, you need to send someone crazy, like... Gary Busey.
That'll scare him.
It'll scare them.
Rodman will also scare him. If we send Rodman over, like, that'll take care of that problem. Ooh. By the way, why has Trump not sent Dennis Rodman to North Korea yet?
I don't know.
Why is that not at least...
Strap a bomb. Learn something from ISIS. Strap a bomb on him.
Dennis send him Rodman. Over.
Yeah, there must have been a meeting about this, right? Like, who do we know? Who, Mr. President, who do you have in your phone... That has a known relationship with Kim Jong-un, the guy who's about to start nuclear war. Like, how has that not been a meeting?
How do you not invite Dennis Rodman to the White House? You feed him a meal that has a little bomb in it.
There you go.
And then just send him over there.
That's it.
And then,
boom. That's
two
it.
Birds, one stone.
Midway through, pick up basketball.
Two birds, one stone.
Solve all your problems.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Baywatch.
Baywatch night.
We should say Baywatch. Are we looking forward to Baywatch the movie?
I kind of am.
Yeah, that's a question.
This is a baffling one.
Yes, it is
because,
a question.
No, probably not. I don't think we are.
I mean, I'm not super excited for it.
It looks bad.
It looks bad, but it looks fun.
Are you guys in favor of the new trend of
taking
90s TV shows and turning them into action comedies?
Not at all.
Okay, because this is what, the third or fourth that they've done already? They've done two 21 Jump Street movies. They did a Chips movie earlier this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm missing one, but now Baywatch is the next in that.
I love the 22 Jump Street movies.
No, I like the 21 Jump Streets.
But I couldn't be less enthused about fucking Baywatch.
How about Chips?
Well,
what bothers me that it's not even like Baywatch. It's just like, it's really just a new movie about lifeguards that they're just stealing the name. Because I don't think it relates to the original
Baywatch. Is it like a parody of the show? Kind of like
what they did with Starsky and Hutch.
Are they supposed to be the same characters?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Like, is Dwayne The Rock Johnson supposed to be Buchanan?
I don't think so.
Dwayne Johnson plays Mitch Buchanan in the movie, and Zac Efron plays Matt Brody.
So it is a parody.
I'm not sure why, like, wasn't the original Baywatch him and Pamela Anderson were like the duo of the show? I didn't watch Baywatch.
I don't know for a fact, and I'm just guessing out of my ass here, but I have a feeling that Anderson wasn't really originally a character. It was just that she was like hot. She became like a love for the fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fans always latch onto a female character in like every show.
Well, yeah.
And I feel like it was Pam Anderson.
So I'm going into the first episode.
She might have been in it.
Okay, yeah, she was not in the
first episode. Yeah, no, I always thought that she was added to the show later on.
Yeah, when it became popular, she was like, yeah. The original character was Mitch Buchanan. The House of was in since the beginning. Craig Pomeroy was the name of the other character, played by Parker Stevenson. Who I don't know any of those names. They made 200. Oh fuck! I should have had to guess. 242 episodes of Baywatch had been made.
I was gonna say 250 though.
Yeah, that's
and Knights had another plus 40, Knights.
44.
Jesus. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So we
plus the movies.
Sure.
Right.
They made like three movies, didn't they?
Yeah.
They invested hundreds of hours, but about 200 hours.
Shit ton
of
yeah.
footage.
So Pam Anderson's character, her name was...
C.J. Parker.
C.J. Parker.
I only know that because of Borat.
Okay.
That's
about it,
so.
And
it's just one of the characters that...
C.J. Parker is portrayed in the movie by an actress named Kelly Rohrbach, who was in Broad City.
Haven't seen Broad City.
Broad.
Okay. Is she good looking?
Broad.
She good looking broad?
You tell me.
You got a picture?
She's okay.
She's no Pam Anderson.
No. Well, hey. Speaking of Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
I told you guys, all know this.
Let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about this. Yeah. This is just incredible news.
We're not going to spend that much time on Baywatch Nights. But we watched an episode of Baywatch Nights from the second season, and we're going to recap it in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a little bit to talk about.
Yes. They did several Baywatch movies.
Yeah. No, that's... it's.
They did Baywatch Forbidden Paradise.
Yep.
Baywatch White Thunder at Glacier Bay. Baywatch Hawaiian Wedding.
Wow.
And then didn't they do like Baywatch the movie?
No.
I think that's the one coming out.
Yeah. They did Panic at Malibu Pier, which was the inspiration for the Baywatch television program.
Oh wow.
There you go.
I stumbled across some news that led me to stumble further. And I found out that Pamela Anderson right now is dating Julian Assange.
Is it confirmed that they're dating?
Yeah, pretty much. You could, like, look it up in an article. There are articles that basically say, like, Pam Anderson dating Julian Assange.
So
I mean, like, I don't know if... I think they did confirm it. I think they did confirm that they were seeing each other. The thing about that is...
Well, Pamela Anderson has been, like, shadily sneaking into the Russian embassy every couple of weeks.
Right, in the UK. She has to literally fly there just to see him. So, like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, once a month since October, she's just been going to the embassy to visit Julian.
How did they meet?
That's the thing. That's how do you meet Julian Assange? Do they have, like, mutual friends? Did they meet at a cocktail party?
I'm less interested in that and more interested in where do you fuck in the Russian embassy?
Well, that's another question.
I mean, where does he live in general?
It is unclear. It's always been unclear to me how many rooms Julian Assange has access to in the Russian embassy. Like, what is his sort of living quarters? Do they let him just roam around and just, like, fuck around with shit? You know what I mean? Like, does he have access to...
Are you more wondering what... are his safe zones, or are you wondering what do they give him?
Where's he allowed to go? Like, where can he go? And if not, is he trapped to like two rooms?
That would be terrible.
Does he just hang out? Because I gotta feel like all of the, like, they must all hate him at the Russian embassy Fucking they let Julian in, and all he has nothing to do all day. He's just twiddling his thumbs, just like, "What you doing?" You know what I mean? He's opening the fridge. He's taking, you know, he's having all of their lunches.
I think he's a charming man. I don't think you could hate him.
I think he's pretty easy hitman.
No, I think you're gonna.
He seems like a total asshole.
He's a pretty easy. Yeah. Besides the fact he's just hacking the world's emails and releasing private information of the hundreds of citizens, you know. Beyond that,
I like Julian Assange.
Most people do not like Julian. I also like him, but most people don't.
I like him personally.
Yeah,
I mean, I have no really feelings towards him, but he's fascinating. Yeah. I can tell you that much.
I like transparency.
Sure.
I don't even care.
Don't we all, Nick? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I for a while, so the new celebrity couple that I love is Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo, because they just started dating recently.
Wow.
And that blew my fucking mind. I think, though,
Pam Anderson
and Julian Assange are my favorite celebrity couple right now. Julian. Julia.
Yeah, right? Like.
Assangerson.
Assangerson?
Anderson.
Pamian? Pamian?
Pamian Anderson.
Jewel Pam. Pam Jewel. Pam.
Pam.
Julie Pam. Mm. Julie Pam. I have nothing to offer to this.
Actually, Julian and Pam sounds like a pretty good, like, 80s sitcom name. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like a good Happy Day spinoff.
Julian and Pam.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What is their sex like? Because it's got to be fucking hot.
The best.
Because we know Pamela Anderson's a freak under the sheets.
Oh, sure.
You know? She just...
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like you've got to make
the embassies are rocking.
I feel like you've got to make, like, puns, like... Let me wiki leak those titties out or something. He's got a
horrendous,
you know what I mean? Oh. I bet you he does.
Oh. What is he into?
This got weird.
That's what your foreplay's like?
No, I'm saying Julian Assange's.
Yes, full of puns.
He milks.
I bet you he does. I bet you he does. No, I didn't mean milk her. Whoa, you took that to a place I didn't expect. I was like, expose. I was thinking like exposing.
How else could you leak a titty?
No, like, I wasn't thinking that way.
Clearly not.
Oh my
Clearly
God.
Clearly you did not think
I don't.
Through.
I wouldn't milk a titty.
How else could you leak a titty?
Like, exposing is what
Put
I was thinking.
Put that on a fucking t-shirt. Oh. How else would you milk a titty?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh,
but I'm sure he makes puns. I feel like he's that kind of guy.
Exposed. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
He probably yells out, like, righteous ideologies while they...
She's in a lifeguard outfit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Swimsuit.
Otherwise
known as a swimsuit.
He pretends to drown in the bathtub, and then she just comes, runs in slow motion.
And then he...
Breasts are bobbling in the distance.
Breasts a bobbling.
Well, that's how I like my breasts.
Bobbling.
Yeah. You know.
We should add that to Christmas Girls.
That's what
Breasts a bobbling.
That's what I'm into. That's, you know what I mean? I just think that's the best sex.
Living vicariously through other celebrities.
I was going to say, from what experience?
No, I just get to, like, I am all in favor. I hope that they live a fruitful life together.
What would their baby be like?
Ooh, well, she's probably... past that point in her life.
I
would think so. How old's Pam Anderson?
Pam Anderson is 49 years old.
Yeah, I was gonna say 50.
Yeah, we're about at that time.
She has two children.
Right.
Oh, she already has kids?
Yep.
Good. Okay.
I think she's had a number of, like, famous relationships, I think.
Oh, and you're Pam Anderson. Why would you date a nobody?
Right. Yeah. I'm sure her and Hasselhoff shared many a sandy nights.
Oh, yeah.
On set of Baywatch.
You think they did it in the sand? You don't think they, like...
No, they did it in the sand.
I don't ever want to have sex.
You're, like,
on
convinced.
The beach.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Because.
Why in the sand?
Why wouldn't you?
Because they probably have nice, comfortable hotel rooms.
You're the stars of Baywatch. I think you can afford someplace
nice. Every
nice.
Luxury you might ever want.
Yeah.
Let's do it in the sand. Like, tribe people. Tribe people.
Okay.
Jesus.
Did you just Jesus yourself?
Yeah.
Did you just, I can't believe I just said
no,
that.
No, no,
were
no.
Were you upset at your own
No,
phrase?
I'm saying, like,
I was upset at
your stupid comment that they would do it in the sand. Why the fuck would they do that? I'm not offended. I don't care.
Okay. Have anybody...
Who's going to get mad at me? Tribe people? They don't have internet.
Has anyone around this table seen an episode of Baywatch?
No.
I've seen one or two. I didn't years ago.
But... All right. Baywatch expert Zachary.
I do not like this title.
That's your new official title.
Yeah. The Baywatch
and
expert.
The
Baywatch expert.
The Baywatch expert.
Yeah, I don't know shit about Baywatch. Like, I know they run in slow motion, they're all hot, and they save drowning kids.
Well, from what I know now, it's all about aliens and government secrets and, you know, fun stuff like... Am I wrong?
Well, so I always...
Secret, corporate...
secret government and corporate secrets.
For sure.
I always thought that Baywatch was a military, like they were like Coast Guard or something, which I think the new movie is kind of about.
No.
It's not?
No. I'm pretty sure they're lifeguards.
They're lifeguards who like solve little crimes.
Right. So,
like, oh, they solve crimes?
Well,
beach crimes?
They protect people.
Yeah.
They just take care of all the mischief going on at the beach.
But no, in the
So new... is it making fun of like cop movies though, or like kind of like that type of...
I don't think it's making fun of anything. I think it's
okay.
Yeah,
but no. The new movie is the lifeguards are investigating a murder and the cover up of drug smuggling.
Okay,
so it's 21 Jump Street.
Yes,
that's about right.
Okay, got it.
The synopsis on IMDb for the original Baywatch is a cadre of attractive lifeguards patrol a crowded recreational beach.
Yeah,
and that's all it is. It's hot lifeguards do a shit.
Question. Doing hot lifeguard stuff.
I have a question for you guys. Was David Hasselhoff hot back in the 90s?
I thought he was a good-looking dude.
I think it was the curls.
It was just in back then?
Yeah. Did you ever see NSYNC back then? And, like, the Backstreet Boys? Like, they had those curls, right? That was the big thing.
Well, and frosted tips.
Yeah, that was
Which
well,
were never cool.
They were. They were cool in the 90s.
Well, man, Pam Anderson had it going on in the 90s.
Yo. What happened?
Yo. What happened between then and Julian Assange?
Oh, Jesus.
That is the question.
All right. Who's a better take for Pam Anderson?
Mm.
The Hoff or Julian Assange?
Mm.
Right?
Are we just skipping over Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
She was with Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
Or Tommy Lee of fucking... The musician.
The drummer.
Yes, the drummer.
The drummer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
What?
That was her first husband.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
That's who they made the sex tape of.
Yeah.
Oh! Okay, here we go. Ready,
Pam? You're talking about the famous Tommy Lee sex tape? Had Pam Anderson in it?
I was like, is he kidding?
Well, no, he's good like that. He can be straight-faced up until the last possible second where you're like... You're joking.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you some names. I'd like you to rank Pamela Anderson's lovers.
This isn't a Baywatch podcast anymore.
Who gives a shit?
David Spade, number one.
Oh, really?
No, he's last.
Oh, just wait.
He's very low.
It can't get worse. I really hope.
Number two. These are people you don't know. Ray J, star of the Kim Kardashian sex tape, Ray J.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yep. You also got a little Usher in there for you. You also got I don't know who that is. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray fame. You also got, I don't know who this person is. And you got, I don't know who this person is. And
is there a website just dedicated to Pam Anderson's lovers?
No, this is ranker.com. You also got another Kid Rock is on the list.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, Kid Rock right now,
so
according
we've got,
to this list, is number one.
So we've got Kid
I just want to tell you that.
We've got Kid Rock, Usher, Ray J, David Spade, Michael Bolton.
Right below Kid Rock, Michael Bolton.
Jesus Christ.
Then Usher.
Chris Angel.
Number one, Chris Angel.
What?
You want to see me make my penis disappear?
She's so freak. She's so eclectic.
Arsenio Hall.
Wow, she is eclectic.
Dean Cain. Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels?
What? Antonio Sabato Jr.
And she only has two children?
Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
Scott Baio, Trump supporter Scott Baio. Wow. Mario Van Peebles. Slash! She dated Slash!
That's believable.
This is a weird fucking list.
And we have... And this page could go on forever, but we now have number one. Sly Stallone. What a resume. What a resume that is.
That's a little offensive.
Those are... No. Those are some numbers, dude. Like, those are some... Like, she was putting up stats back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, that is an that is a list, dude. Ugh. I defy you. Give me a list of lovers better than that list. I can't name one. Chris Angel and Sly Stallone. She fucked both of those men. Jesus. Think about that. God. Think about the eclectic taste.
Wow.
That's fucked up. It must...
One's doing, like, gothic magic tricks. One's, like, you know, calling her Adrian in bed.
Wow.
Adrian. Going like this, and the other one's like, mind freak. Are you ready? Come.
Jesus.
That's a list.
I don't know about that.
Who's your favorite lover of that?
Stallone.
Stallone? Gotta be, right?
Who's my favorite or who's the most shocking?
Yeah, who's the most shocking? I'll say David Spade's
David
a little
David bit. David Spade is probably the most shocking one on that list.
The most shocking one has got to be somebody who's not even on that list. You know what I mean? There's got to be somebody that, like, it was never known.
It's the one that wasn't reported on.
Right.
It was just really late in Beverly Hills and just...
It was like a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm. They looked at each other and they said, we'll never speak of this again.
The dink.
It's just like, this won't be good for either of us. No. Arsenio Hall is also kind of
Arsenio Hall is pretty random, yeah.
He's just like, woo, 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 woo.
That's so weird.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I bet you Prince fucked her too.
Probably.
Yeah. Right?
Why not?
He got it. But that one, that was kept on the down low.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he didn't. DiCaprio didn't fuck around with that shit. Too trashy for DiCaprio, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Too trashy for Clooney. Hasselhoff, definitely, though.
That's right up his alley.
We've agreed on that.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
So anyway, we didn't watch Baywatch. We watched the spinoff of Baywatch, and it's called Baywatch Nights, and we're going to watch the first season of the show, which I...
First episode.
Right.
Like the premiere.
Not the first season.
Yeah. We watched about the first, like, minute of the premiere, and something didn't feel right.
Well, because I had always heard that Baywatch Nights prominently featured aliens and other sci-fi creatures. I was promised aliens in my Baywatch, and from the looks of that pilot, it didn't look like aliens. It looked like they were actually lifeguards again, but just at night. And so...
At night.
So, we didn't... We ceased.
We did a little digging.
We ceased, yes. And we realized that season two... is when Baywatch Nights started being a science fiction show.
Yep. Yeah. The paranormal.
So we watched an episode, specifically season 2, episode 10, titled...
Space Spores.
Yeah,
or something like that. It was kind of based off of X-Files, from what I was reading.
Kind of based
Well, from
on
what
X-Files.
I was reading, they season 2, the ratings were going down. They saw X-Files' ratings were really good, so they said, you know what, scratch everything. X-Files, that's the new show. We're doing X-Files now with David Hasselhoff.
With Mitch Buchanan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
Didn't work.
We have been really...
It worked better than you'd think.
I mean, it didn't save the show. Yeah. No, so I'm going to say no, it didn't work to help save the show.
Considering that Baywatch was a smash hit.
You know? Yeah. No. I mean, it just didn't... It didn't feel completely weird.
Uh-huh.
It didn't feel... Like, it wasn't good, but, like, it didn't feel like this doesn't fit. Like... Do you know what I mean?
Well, because
it just felt like an episode of X-Files to me.
Right. Yeah, no,
that's... they literally just copied the
formula. No, that's what it was, an episode of X-Files. There was not a beach in sight.
No.
Well, no, they weren't at the beach. They were at a farm. Yeah.
You would think, like, if you call the show Baywatch, you might be watching the bay. I mean, that's sort of, like, the point of the show, right?
Not one shot of the beach.
No. Not a single shot of the beach.
Not even in the opening credits.
No! No waves, no nothing. It just happens to be the same characters in a different environment.
Yeah. Now, granted, I was sort of expecting aliens to attack the beach at night.
Yes.
That is what I was expecting.
That's not what happened at all.
Like UFOs descending from above, the Hoff gets a hold of like an alien gun and blasts them all away, right?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It's weird. And you know, because we've been spoiled with TV these days, in the age of Breaking Bad and Mad Men and Game of Thrones and just incredibly original television, we forget that TV used to just sort of be a cash grab, and if a good show came out in, say, the 90s, it was an accident. You know what I mean? There were a few, like, really...
Well, they were willing to, like, fund any crazy idea as long as, like, if they would have a return,
Yeah, that's all it was.
And then if that crazy idea caught on, good.
It was very cynical, and it was very corporately controlled. And it was... Because TV was sort of the bastard stepchild of movies, right? That's where washed-up actors would go, where writers that couldn't get a feature film made. You know, there was no really artistic merit to it because... The idea of reruns and binging things and looking back on this sort of library of content was not really around. Yeah. These shows would just air once a week, and people would just flip them on because they're on.
Well, and like you'd have to get people to tune in week after week, which is the challenge.
Yeah.
The thing with The thing with television is it was very cynical, and I feel like it's kind of weird. The two mediums of film and television have sort of switched positions over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And now it's all of the great stories are on TV, and sort of the cynical corporate series are now in movies. You know what I mean? The cash grabs. You have a million Marvel movies all coming out a year. You know,
it's like you said with the accidents, and every once in a while you get just a few that are like genuinely good.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's just getting asses in seats.
Yeah.
And now TV, you can be a lot more experimental. But I think in the 90s, it was as cynical as we have this property that has been very good to us, and now there's a spinoff of it, and the spinoff is struggling. Hey, X-Files is doing good. Let's just rip off X-Files. But just not as good. Complete with a Mulder and Scully character.
There was literally an episode that was... And I'm not exaggerating. There was actually an episode that featured something that infected bodies, and then it exploded, and then infected more bodies.
Right.
And that's what happened in this episode. So they literally stole an episode of X-Files that I have watched.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating in that at all, actually.
Right.
But
it's just worse. I mean, the investigations, the style, the camera work, it was all very, like, you know...
It's bad.
Yeah.
All of the cameras were askew. None of them were, like...
There were these...
What's the word for it?
Adam's favorite.
Dutch angle. Handheld Dutch angles in this case. Yeah. Fucking Dutch angles.
Isn't there another term for, like, when the camera's...
It's shitty?
When it's tilted like this?
Yeah.
It's a Dutch angle.
Yeah. Okay. That's not the term I learned in school.
Okay.
What did you learn in
school? If I knew, I could tell you. If I remember.
Evidently, you didn't learn it.
Well, then maybe it was Dutch angle and you just don't remember it.
It wasn't Dutch angle. We don't talk about the Dutch.
No, it's really weird. The plot... actually, someone explain the plot.
Nick.
This is like my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you did it once when we were doing Pompidou, and you were forced to do it.
So the Hoff and woman arrive on the scene.
Scully.
Scully and the Hoff. Black-haired Scully.
There's a show.
Yeah.
Scully and the Hoff.
There is a show.
And they arrive on the scene after basically a plane just like dropped off a bunch of spores on a farm.
Or a space shuttle. Either way.
But why was it landing?
Because that's how they
land. Space shuttles land like that.
Oh.
There's a difference between a rocket and a space shuttle.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Learned something. Space shuttle is attached to the rocket and then it goes up.
Yes.
And
it
disconnects. And the rocket goes way the fuck off into space.
Fascinating.
Or comes back down to Earth.
Fascinating.
Well, crash into the ocean.
Usually it comes back down.
Yeah.
I follow SpaceX very closely, and I don't follow the old bullshit NASA shit. Anyhow, drops off these spores.
Shuttle was like what we learned in school.
Yeah. I didn't. Go to school. they drop off these spores.
You went to the school of hard knocks.
They drop off these spores on this farm.
His class ring is just a rock of coke.
They arrive on the scene, and what appears to be like some sort of government agent or something is basically saying, "We need your help." And Hasselhoff goes,
You have access. Why the fuck are you asking an ex-lifeguard for help?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She basically goes, I don't know. And then the episode begins.
Yeah.
They
just solve our problems.
Right. So they're investigating, and they find that a cockroach, they found an exploded cockroach. Which
exploded from the inside.
So by the right. way, I should, we should maybe, I'm sorry.
What's important that I missed? I mean.
He's a private detective.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought.
Now he's a PI.
Right.
Yeah, now he's a PI, ex-lifeguard, now PI.
Yeah.
Don't know why. We missed the first season, so.
He needed a career change.
Yeah.
He just needed a change of
scenery.
That's
the proper ladder up. After you become a lifeguard, you become a PI.
That's because Baywatch ended.
Right.
So they find an exploded cockroach from the inside out. And then they find an exploded rat from the inside out. And then the cat explodes from
the
inside out.
We don't see the cat explode.
We don't see the cat explode, but it does.
But it does. And so they basically, you know, she puts it together. She's like, you know, there's something that spreads from exploding out of the host and getting another host and vice versa. And so they realize that the dog is...
Next.
Has been exposed.
Is next.
And yeah, and they,
because
yeah,
it's working.
Because
the
that's
chain.
How the food chain works. Dog yeah. eats cat. Cat yes. eats mouse. Mouse eats cockroach.
Yeah.
And after dog is obviously man, because man eats dog.
Right.
Clearly.
Well, in some places in the world.
Right?
they,
not
they find a little girl and a dead farmer, and they decide to protect the little girl. The dog explodes and gets the little girl and Scully. Exposed to this virus, and the Hoff rushes them to the hospital to protect them.
Well, yeah. If you want to call that a hospital.
I don't think I really missed anything. And then, like, the government's trying to stop the Hoff.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Because just, they want to cover it up.
There's a bunch of little things.
It's that normal trope. Whenever the aliens come, the government's never, like... As the government always is, there's never full transparency.
No, they're trying to cover it up. So they're trying to keep the Hoff from doing the right
from
thing.
From leaving.
Yeah. It's always just, yeah. like, blow up a town, you know, steal E.T. and don't tell anybody. You know, it's always like, they always want to keep this under wraps. This alien virus that comes in the form of those spores that fell from outer space, I guess spreads by exploding people. They explode.
Right.
The way they explain like it, it's like a. Oh, I'm sorry. You said that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. It's, well, I okay.
explodes from the inside out and infects the next person.
It's kind of like the exploding heads in Kingsman. That's exactly what I thought of. Actually, now that I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's an interesting
because it's the ink, you know, it's the weird like glowing ink. I was like, oh, that's kind of like Kingsman.
Right.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's a great movie.
That second trailer looks dope, by the way.
Oh my god, it looks so good.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, I'm fucking ready.
Do want to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
What I don't want to see is Baywatch.
We may have to see it now. Let's talk quickly about the logic of this episode.
Zach?
David Hasselhoff saves his co-lead and this little girl by bringing them into a decompression chamber.
Oh yeah, yes. I glossed over that.
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
This really bothered me. By the
this
way,
this pissed me.
I'm
off.
Unclear on the science here, so I'd like you two to explain it.
So, according to Mitch, to save them from the spores, you have to treat them the same way you would treat the bends, which is coming up, or even coming really down from extreme heights, way too quickly, and the oxygen levels in your blood is too low.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So, like, when you're diving,
yeah,
if you come up too fast...
Yeah, no, I get that, but first, what's the logic of putting them in a decompression chamber? Why does he believe that this will save
oh,
them
I don't
from the
know.
Alien virus?
I don't know.
That's the thing
that's
that
the
I
thing
didn't
makes absolutely no sense. Apparently, if you just squeeze them hard enough
with air pressure.
Let me give you an analogy. It's like an orange.
Yeah.
You just got to get all that juice out.
Right. But if in the process
but that destroys the orange.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. There's wouldn't you also being. Squeeze all of the blood and bodily fluids and organs yes. out of the characters in the process?
Hey, yes.
You gotta crack a few eggs to make some orange juice.
Right.
Sure, of course. But so, even if that made sense, right?
Yeah.
Let's take it face value. Maybe he's right. Who fucking knows?
It's the very end of this sequence that I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Well, so they put him in the decompression chamber. And he says, all right, I'm going to take you to 3 atmospheres, which is 3 times normal air pressure on your body.
Right.
Okay. Which I looked it up. It's 14.6, call it 15.
Okay.
So it's 45 pounds per square inch on your body at 3 atmospheres.
Okay.
All right. That didn't work. So he decided to crank it up to 30.
I have some physics for you.
Okay.
Now, from what I know, it's like the human body, generally, it's like 9 to 10 atmospheres is what we can withstand.
And we know that because of deep sea diving?
Well, yeah. No, I thought it was 9 to 10 Gs.
Well, that was Adam's guess during the show. I believe he said around 10 or something. According to Quora here, the question, if you want to look it up at home, how many atmospheres of air pressure can human withstand?
I think it's a...
That's literally what it says,
by the way. I think you and I were getting confused with Gs.
Okay.
Well, according to Quora, it says probably... I mean, this person says, you know, I haven't studied it or anything, but from what they think, no more than 10 or so atmospheres, because that's the equivalent of 350 feet or so of scuba diving in water, which is the deepest anyone can dive. So their guess is no more than 10 or so, and they also further said, further than that, someone might have to just be careful. So,
yeah.
So okay. We can assume that 10 is pretty dangerous already.
So yes. to go from 3 to 30.
Within, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then
it's bad.
No depressurizing.
And that's the problem.
So the thing that really pushed Adam and I over the edge was, do you want to take it?
Okay, so let me preface this by saying that there's kind of a notorious incident. It's like Biford Dolphin or something, which is when some oil drillers went, they went down into the ocean, mm-hmm. and they were exposed to just 9 atmospheres in half a second.
Just.
Yeah, boom, just like that, and they exploded.
Yeah. This was where?
It's Biford Dolphin. It was an oil rig. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and exposed just to 9 atmospheres within half a second, they blew up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
no, it's powerful shit.
Yes.
And so, how does the physics work on that? Like, what is it exactly?
It has to do.
Well, no. If you're going
the pressure,
if you're going down, you implode.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the pressure is pushing on you. So it tries.
Yeah. Basically, like, it has to do with
like
the pressure.
It's like crushing a soda can.
The pressure inside your body versus the pressure outside your body.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're talking about decompression.
Yeah. When you
we're talking about
that pressure tries to escape, and that's what blows you up.
Yeah.
If you come up too quickly, for example,
it's everything that can escape from your body, specifically the air. Just
what is outer space in atmospheres?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
It has no atmosphere.
You could survive in outer space just as is for like a minute.
Wow.
You would, yeah,
but you wouldn't die from.
You wouldn't die from
you. You wouldn't die from decompression. You would die from just lack of air.
Yes,
but then your body would just keep floating.
Yeah.
Basically. What if I exposed my skin to outer space? What would happen there?
It would
freeze.
Well, it would take a while though, because space is a very good insulator. So.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because there is no air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Could I survive if I just went in outer space and just stuck my hand outside?
If you like sealed off your arm like that, yeah. Sure.
And that would be perfectly fine.
It would be uncomfortable.
It wouldn't feel good. No.
It wouldn't feel good, but you'd live.
Why?
For like a couple seconds. Does it
because of the temperature? Because of the pressure? Or what is it?
Well, because it's cold and...
Why is it cold?
Because there's a lack of
energy. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, the absence of energy is cold.
How cold is it?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
It's fucking cold. I don't know the
probably a little warmer than -286 degrees Celsius.
Look.
Because that's absolute zero.
No,
it's like somewhere in there, right?
273.
273? So it's a little bit warmer than
absolute
zero.
Well, just look up temperature of space.
Well, why? We're not that far from the sun.
It's going to vary.
How the fuck are we going to travel through planets if we can't deal with
it? If you're on the other side of a planet, though, and the sun is blocked out, it's fucking ice cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But no, the reason...
Okay, well, it's going to vary. This says some parts of space are hot.
Yeah.
Gas between stars and solar wind...
Is probably pretty
hot. ...400... Wait.
Probably extremely hot.
This says, oh, see, okay, Google's fucked up. -455 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay. -455 degrees Fahrenheit. But Google just wrote 455 because they didn't.
Well, if you're close to the sun, though,
they didn't see the word minus.
It's gonna be very hot.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do -455 degrees Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Okay.
Because I'm just curious. Thanks.
We got nothing.
-455 is -270, which is, like I said, just slightly warmer than absolute zero.
Wow.
And do you know what happens at absolute zero? Have you looked into that at all?
No, I haven't.
Like, basically, things just, like, freeze. Like, atoms freak out. Atoms do weird
shit. At absolute zero, all matter stops moving. Atoms stop moving.
Oh my god.
So it's the theoretical point where everything will freeze.
Right. I don't think we've ever achieved it. We've gotten very close.
You physically, it's damn near impossible.
Certainly with our capabilities on Earth, I would think too, right?
You'd probably have to do it in space, but even then it's like there's not a good way to do it.
How crazy is it? And we complain because it's a little chilly out. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like this Earth is so like easy to survive on compared to, anywhere else in the universe.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So.
Yeah.
Adam and I were pissed. Yeah. Because we didn't actually answer this.
Because from what I saw, they did not go through the decompression process.
And going from that in a decompression table, it takes like hours.
Yes. And how did they get him out of there? They just opened the door.
They just opened the hatch. Right. At 32 atmospheres.
By the way, do you understand what the compression chamber is doing?
Right. It is closing in.
It's you're just forcing more and more air in, right? If I'm understanding correctly. Isn't it basically like you're blowing up a balloon too much?
Right.
Or you like put a balloon inside of a box that can't get any bigger and you just keep blowing on it. After a while it's like, okay, that is.
Or is it the other way around? Are you taking out air?
No, if you're adding pressure, it's going
to
be...
Why would you add... No, I think they're taking away. So it's sort of...
creating a vacuum.
Well, no, it's... Yeah, no, you can't take away the air that you're breathing in a decompression chamber because then you die from suffocation.
Okay.
So they're adding air. And then when he opened the door at the end, it pretty much should have exploded outward.
That's explosive decompression.
Yes.
All of the pressure would have rushed out into the low pressure... taking all the air with it, which includes all the air in your skin cells
and your blood vessels.
And blood vessels.
Yes. With the Biford Frost incident, and they said that what they found were just little pieces of fat, veins, organs.
What is that?
Is that the one where they exploded in the water?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's also assuming that they gave it enough time for them to get used to the pressure as they're adding it, which they didn't.
Which they didn't.
So, but even if they did give them the time to get used to the pressure and whatnot... Once they opened the door, they would have died.
Yeah,
because they slowly waned them off. Like
you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to slowly increase,
so your body gets used to it.
Right, right.
When I went hiking in Mount Fuji, we had to stop at base camps as you go up because you have to get used to the pressure.
Right, and your body needs
the atmosphere
needs to create more oxygen.
Yeah,
yeah.
In your blood cells.
Right.
Which is why training at high altitudes is supposedly better for you because it increases your lung capacity because your body can carry more oxygen.
Blood doping, you put more red blood cells in, they can carry more oxygen throughout your body faster.
But isn't that's like how like Olympic sprinters train now, right?
Yeah.
Is they train in
high altitude?
Very high altitude. Yeah.
And that's why African runners, I mean, besides like sort of genetic.
Kenya, especially, I think.
Predispositions. Yeah. Like Kenya, because you can run at higher
altitude. At higher altitude.
Well, in Colorado as well is a pretty high altitude place. It's where a lot of athletes.
Yeah, like if you go training in like the Rockies and then come here, you'll be able to run faster, easier.
Yeah.
The point is.
The point is, boom.
Those characters should have been very dead.
Yes. Very dead.
Despite the fact that I'm not really sure the logic checks out on being able to squeeze an alien virus.
Yeah.
No. That is advanced enough to be able to latch onto creatures and make them implode from the inside in order to spread. You know what I mean? Like that's a pretty advanced form of bacteria
The thought process maybe. I mean, think about it. If they're trying to make people explode from the inside, then by pressuring it, it would just force it to not be able to explode. But
why would it just leave?
Right. How would it remove the virus? That's the only weird part.
Yeah.
The logic checks out for it not exploding out of them, I guess.
I guess. Maybe.
You could argue.
Yeah.
Like TV fiction logic. It checks out, right?
Well, yeah, and that's why I said, okay, let's assume that's actually how you would get rid of these things.
Yeah.
The physics behind the decompression chamber would cause them to die.
And why does David Hasselhoff, or Mitch, what's his last
name? Mitch Buchanan.
Why the fuck does Mitch Buchanan know how to work a decompression chamber?
Well, no, that's kind of believable because he was like the head of the lifeguards.
So lifeguards use that shit a lot?
They have to be wary of it because you get, especially because this is in California. In California, you get a lot of people going scuba diving.
Oh.
So if they come up, they need to be rushed. Lifeguards need to like clear everything and then,
You need to be wary of the process of coming back up from being underwater.
But if you know that, you know about the bends and how to counteract the bends.
But how to operate a deep compression chamber is a little bit different, I would assume.
Yeah. At least he's aware, though, of the science.
Right,
we could assume. Okay. Mitch Buchanan, a real Renaissance man of 90s television, let me tell you.
All right. Anything else we have on X Files? I also said X Files.
Yeah, it was X Files. Yeah. Okay.
Baywatch Nights.
That was.
I have one episode I want to go back and watch. This Week in Science. Actually,
what? Now my.
I do have one episode I want to go back and watch.
Now my favorite TV show next to Fargo.
Have you watched the Fargo TV show yet?
I love the first season. I love it.
Have
so
you seen the second season?
No. I love it.
Season 3 is airing currently.
Oh, Ewan McGregor's in it too.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Oh yes. He plays brothers.
I love the first season so much.
Season 2.
Oh my god.
Is way better than season 1, and I'm not joking. Season 2 is pretty much universally considered better. And they are correct. And whoever has come Holy to that consensus shit. Is correct.
All right, if Breaking Bad's a 5, how's Fargo?
5.
Fargo's a good 4.5.
Okay.
Fargo's really fucking good. Season 2 literally season 2 is a masterpiece. Season 2 is one of the best seasons of television I've ever seen.
No, because that's kind of how I felt about the first. I loved.
I don't feel quite the same way because season 1 is sort of just a rehash of the movie. A lot of the sort of the tropes of the movie carry over. Season 2 is a wholly original story. That is just.
Oh, those are part of my keys.
Yeah.
Why do these keep falling off the second time?
Season 2 is completely original and unique and still in the same sort of spirit of it and still with homages. And also.
Clip?
What is it?
Yeah, it's on a clip here.
Oh, it's weirder. It's more unique.
Actually, that probably is it.
And it also. It also.
I'm listening.
You ladies okay?
Don't go over me.
You know, like the Oliver Platt storyline in season 1 that sort of didn't go anywhere?
Yeah.
There's none of that fat on season 2. Okay.
Because that was the one thing that I was like. Fat. Is the one. I guess you're right. Because that was the one thing I was like, meh.
Right.
Could have been cut out.
There's a little, so watch it.
There's a little, it's enjoyable though. That's the, at least it's fun.
And here's the great thing: you can. There, it's an anthology series, and every season has a different storyline.
Oh, really?
So you can just jump around all you want.
Oh, okay, awesome.
But that first season was so fucking good.
You're gonna like season 2. More.
Holy shit!
In season 3, I'm only 2 episodes in, so I don't quite know. But I'm liking where it's going. It's really good. It's really good. So there you go.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton's in season 1.
Oh, wow. Is he really?
He's great. And so is Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
You guys'
Martin
boys.
Martin Freeman?
Yeah, Martin
Love
Freeman.
Love Martin Freeman.
Yeah. Martin Freeman's so good in that season. Holy shit. Key and Peele are in it.
Yeah, they are.
Martin Freeman, Key and Peele, and Billy
Colin
Bob Thornton
Hanks,
are in the same.
Colin Hanks.
You would really
that,
like
that
the
might
show.
Be the greatest piece of cinema ever.
It's a good cast. But then season 2, they say, you know what, we're going to put Jesse Plemons, Kirsten Dunst, Gene Smart. Jesse Plemons is the kid from season 5 of Breaking Bad, the like murderous serial
killer. Todd, that Todd. Asshole.
Oh, okay.
Jesse Plemons and Kirsten Dunst, and who else? Cheers. Why am I blanking on Cheers? CSI.
Shit.
Why am I blanking on the most iconic television actor of all time?
I always get it wrong too.
I'm blanking. He's the most iconic TV actor of all time. And why am I blanking on the name of Ted Danson?
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson is in Fargo season 2. Oh my god, it's so good. He's so great.
Maybe we'll start watching it tonight.
So yeah, you will. I mean, really,
is that on Netflix? Is it supposed to be on Netflix?
No.
Where would I find it?
Is the second season on Netflix?
No, it might be on Amazon.
Yeah. Is it on Amazon?
It's possible. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. It's tremendous.
Because when I saw that, I was like, this is my favorite show I've seen since Breaking Bad.
But you've never seen the movie Fargo.
I haven't seen Fargo.
Watch the movie first, please.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah, watch the movie first.
Okay.
Yeah. Possibly in my top 5.
I saw Fargo a long time ago. I really liked it, but I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, even if I have seen it, I don't remember.
Watch the movie because the show is in the spirit of the movie. I mean, it just takes.
It's very different, though.
Telling you, season 1 is very similar.
Well, I don't know. You can tell it's the Coens, though, and I do feel a slight disconnect from what I generally get when I watch a Coen Brothers film.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true. There are some. I mean, it's certainly Noah Hawley who's the creator of the show. No. It's certainly his vision. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a Joel and Ethan Coen like karaoke. Because
there's those weird nuances and idiosyncrasies in the Coen Brothers films that just aren't there with the TV show.
Right.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, you know, angelic female cop character, weaselly sort of insurance salesman yeah. who like is who a, does bad things.
A
to
few
his
of the
wife.
Same ideas.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Really, the Billy Bob Thornton character is the only like new element I would say of that first season. Yeah. Season two though is so fucking great. Okay, sorry. This is why is this a thing? I love each and every one of you guys. Thank you for doing this with me. I love you for it.
Okay. Are you dying?
If we're lucky.
Yeah. And Zach, thanks for letting me steal your band.
How you doing again, Nick?
Oh my
god. You've been naughty! Been...
Naughty. Oh peppy. Guys, come on. You what? Missed it.
He's peppy.
He's peppy and naughty. Peppy. And naughty.
No.
Naughty.
I'm spanky silly.
Give me those BLs.
Naughty boy.
Hoya. Hoya. Hoya.
There we go.
Hoya.
Are we done? What the fuck's going on?
We're done, right?
I'll let you know tonight.
Decent orgasm noises.
When I tickle those
beards. I'm fucking
again.
Done. I'm done.